This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Adam.
And Mark.
Adam is joining us from copblock.org. You can go there to give our listeners that are just tuning in the short pitch about CopBlock.
CopBlock, we highlight police brutality and try to be a pro-accountability police website. Double standard. We try to do multiple things on holding cops accountable, you know, and techniques.
And how long has it been around? When did CopBlock launch?
February, so it's been 3-4 months, and we seem to be doing fairly well. So there's CopBlock.org. You can go there, check out some of our other social network sites, and our Join Us page, which is tips and ways to be active with us. So
now one of the things that has been going on right now, or that has recently been going on at CopBlock, is you've had the video contest. You're getting ready to post some of the video entries of people interacting, catching cops being naughty, basically, doing things.
Well, not necessarily naughty. No? Like the contest was very loosely put together. I mean, loosely being there's not a lot of rules. I really wanted people to be creative and go out and part of the thing with me, and I filmed police only when it needed to be done, and that made it my first few videos, if you've seen the Motorhome Diaries video with us in Las Vegas. So it didn't turn out very well. You're not really prepared, and this is a situation where you kind of wanted to film and make a point, but, you know, it's nerve-wracking. And so with the contest, I kind of wanted just people to film daily activities. If you go to CopBlock and copblock.org/Ohio, is a stop that Pete Air and I did back in Ohio, obviously, and we didn't know this gentleman, and we just pulled over, filmed the stop, and real quickly the officer let this man go, which I assume was just a traffic violation, speeding, something nonviolent, non-victim crime, and quickly approaches us. And it's a way just to get out there and get some experience, and they necessarily didn't have to catch a cop beating someone's head.
So it's really just for the experience of getting in front of the police and obviously recording them.
Sure,
that was the intention.
Right, giving an incentive and saying, hey, this is all right, go out there and give it a shot.
Accountability, and I think that's the obligation of the citizenry, supposedly, of a free country. If you listen to the founding fathers' rhetoric, if there had been digital video cameras at the time, the founding fathers would have said, hey, yes, that the government should be videoed.
Mm-hmm. But it's a scary thing. I mean, even just going up to a cop, stopping somebody on the street and recording can be intimidating. I think, by the way, on one hand, from having done these things a number of times myself, the most important thing you can do is to ask the victim of the police if they want to be recorded in the first place. Because a lot
sometimes
of people
can't get that close, but yeah.
Oh, I'll walk right up to the scene and I'll ask them. But yeah, if you're far enough away to where they can't be identified, then it won't matter. But if you're getting in close to where you can identify who the victims are, then it's important to ask them if that's what they want, because some of them don't want that. They're concerned for their privacy, or they think it's going to make it worse for them with the cop. And whether they're wrong or right about their beliefs is a non-issue. I always just leave the people alone that want to be left alone, and if the cops abuse them while I'm gone, well, you know, they had their chance. And so that's one of the things that I always do. But it's a nerve-wracking experience for people that are new to recording the police. Especially if they don't have other activists in the area like we have here in New Hampshire to back them up if something were to happen. I can understand that, you know, if you're in Chicago or you're in even a small town police force can be very corrupt. So if you're somewhere else and you're all alone, it could be a pretty scary, intimidating experience to just pull out a video camera and record the cops, even if they aren't doing anything overtly unusual, like beating on somebody.
Sure.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why you've only had five submissions to this contest, simply because people are just, you know, I mean, $250 isn't a shabby prize for something that doesn't require a whole lot of effort. It's just the effort of getting over the fear of recording the police that maybe you're going up against here.
Exactly, and that's what I said. You know, before you actually need it, where, you know, your hands might be shaky, you might not know the things, because cops are really tricky. They like to phrase things to be like, oh, will you turn that camera off, which isn't an order. They're only merely
asking
you.
I'm going to have to ask you to turn that camera off.
Exactly,
now.
Right. And so in these things, you can get used to saying, well, sir, am I legally required to do so? You know, there's another thing we do at copblock.org is we just try to show people techniques. We have a group of seven, and all of us have our own niche, and, you know, we try to give them, you know, here's what people out there are doing, and pick and choose from your own and make your own.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask a cop if I was legally obligated to turn off a camera. I think you're probably better off with saying, look, you have no expectation of privacy. You're a public servant on public property doing the public's business. I'm the public. I'm recording.
Yep, absolutely. Just but you're basically putting them on notice, not
on
asking
the clock,
them.
On the record.
Exactly.
Please go about your business, sir.
By the way, I need to email Quick, the folks over at QIK.com, because they released a brand new version of their Quick software for the Android phone, and they've really, I think, crippled it to an extent by, I mean, not significantly, but they've done something damaging by putting a little intro menu up. So when you launch the program, you now have to press another time to get to the recording option. They give you a little menu now when you launch the program instead of what it used to be where you hit the quick button and you're immediately on your video camera. Then it was just one button to hit the record button. Now you've got to press quick, you've got to press video, then you've got to press record. So they've actually made it more difficult to get to the recording function in their software.
Right. I want the video camera that you can, you know, one button and you're streaming immediately to the internet. That's what I'm looking for.
That's one of the things when I got my camera is how fast and it turned on and off each time. You know, seconds count when you need them.
They sure do. Let's go to your phone calls here. Dave is listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. I had a thought that I guess is sort of vaguely related to the Julian Heiklin story. You know, he's an activist that's been distributing fully informed jury literature, and I think what he's doing is going to the root of the problem. So there's basically sort of three different weak links in the government chain, I think. One would be FIJA. Another would be the fact, well, I don't know if weak link may not be the right word, but root is the right word. The misuse of juries is a root of the evil. The Federal Reserve is a root of the evil, and the government schools are a root of the evil. And I think that you guys have got it right, or I guess more Sam Dodson and whoever else has been standing out at the middle schools, they've got it right in the sense that they are going after the root of the problem, but I'm not sure that the middle school is the best target. And it's occurred to me that there might be a better way to do it.
To do what? To reach out to people?
Well, you guys, I guess, have been standing in front of the middle school at Keene with a sign that says, SchoolSucksPodcast.com?
Project.com, yeah.
Yeah, and Adam's been out there with us for the last week. He's come out a number of times, and it's SchoolSucksProject.com. It has been on the signs, but today we came out with a different sign. It was Meg from ObscureTruth.com. She made up a different sign, and what did her say?
Well, it said education rocks, and then it said SchoolSucksProject.com.
Yeah, so we've changed the tone of the signs. We had taken some contributed signs by one of our local artists, and he's kind of got a more negative view than Meg does, and so Meg came up with a much more, I think, appealing sign that makes it pretty clear, I think, that we're not against education, that we are against the government schools, but not against education, and so the message, I think, that we've been relaying has changed as of today.
Sure, and I think, too, some of maybe the people that would need help on their methods, I think, though ours are definitely tweaking, would be some of the parents. I mean, they don't respond or act cordially or with respect at all. I mean, we've been called
there's a lot of anger.
Yeah, and even their children yelling from the windows and stuff. I mean, maybe a different approach on their aspect would also be well. We had one lady come up to us today, real friendly, and asked us what was going on, and we shared our information, and I think it all went well overall.
I think, yeah, that conversation did go well. A local business owner approached us, and she shared with us that she didn't think that we were going about it the right way either. But I don't know of a better way to reach dozens and dozens of middle school age kids.
And I think she was misinformed about how we were going about it as well. What was your other?
Well, she thought that we were putting the kids in danger somehow, and that, you know, this clearly is not the case. So we did our best to address her objections. But what would you suggest, Dave?
I do think there is a better way, and I wouldn't suggest changing what you're doing necessarily, because now you've been attacked. If you start changing, you're giving in to an attack.
But well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't think there's anything wrong with changing your approach. If you think that you can have a better approach, there's nothing wrong with admitting that maybe the first approach wasn't that great and that your second approach might be a little bit better.
It seemed to me like the best thing to do would be to figure out some way to provide some kind of a service that doesn't involve getting, you know, it doesn't, it's not in anybody's face, but they get to use it they want to. And I thought the best idea would be some kind of radio signal that goes into a school.
Let's talk about that when you come. Can you hang on, Dave? We can bring it back here in a moment. All right, more with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We'll talk tactics here in a little bit. Activism tactics, you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. How would you reach out to people? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away, including the webcam. It's one of our many features that allows you to watch and listen. Adam is waving right now to the folks on the cam because people, you can watch, listen, and interact. You can actually chat with other listeners while you're enjoying the program, and that's because we built the chat onto the same page as the cam. So just go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can do it all. That's cam. www.freetalklive.com. The webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also have over there, hardware, memory, those kinds of things. Go check them out at memorydealers.com. All their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. Memorydealers.com.
So we've been talking about recording the police, and Dave Ridley, who is an expert at recording the police from ridleyreport.com, has called in tonight, not necessarily to talk about that that issue, though your thoughts are always welcome on such matters, Dave. You're calling specifically to talk about outreach techniques. Now, we're up here in New Hampshire. We moved here. All of us who are here as part of the Free State Project, made the move to New Hampshire from various parts around the country, Mark and myself from Florida. Dave, where did you come from? California? Did we lose Dave Ridley? Dave Ridley going once? Dave Ridley?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hey, yeah, we've got you. Did you come from California, was it? I don't know. We seem to be having some technical difficulties. Maybe.
Can you hear me now?
We've got you, Dave.
Okay, good. Okay. I moved from Texas, but I'm
Texas.
From Colorado.
Okay, got it. So, and then Adam is here from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yes.
So people have come from around the country, and others are coming from around the world in order to converge on New Hampshire and get active for liberty. And part of being active, it includes doing things beyond just politics. Now, you can be active in whatever way works best for you. If being active for you means doing web design for freedom organizations, that's cool. If it means doing just politics, that's cool. But there are other ways to do activism is what I'm trying to say, besides the typical role of playing in the political system. You can do outreach. You can do media creation. We're doing media, which is obviously by default a form of outreach because we're promoting the show and getting into new ears and everything. But a more basic version of outreach is to put yourself physically in a location and give information to people when they're in physical proximity to you. And that's what we've been doing at the local middle and high schools here in Keene, New Hampshire. For the middle school not as long. We started with the high school and then expanded to the middle school, but we've been doing it at the high school throughout most of 2010, middle school for the last several weeks. And we've been standing out with signs that say freekeen.com, which is the site that I blog at. And recently we'd added in School Sucks podcast signs. And that has gotten a very different response than just the Free Keene banners because, well, it seems like it's an attack on the government schools.
People think we're telling the kids that school sucks.
And that they should quit school.
Well, they think that we're telling them that learning sucks, when in fact what we're telling them is that government school is not nearly what it could be.
Right. So that actually, Meg brought out a sign today that actually made that, I think, point a lot better, pointing out that education rules, but school sucks. And Dave, you said you've got some suggestions. You still don't think we're doing it right. So what do you think that we should do different?
Well, the idea I have had for a while that I think would work best is probably to broadcast some kind of radio signal into probably a high school is probably better than a middle school. And I'm not necessarily... Not necessarily, it wouldn't have to be Keene, it could be anywhere, but there are those half-watt transmitters you can get that you're always talking about that send a signal a short distance. Mm-hmm. People can, and then in the school they can either hear it on their car radios or whatever radios they might be carrying around. I know you think that the radios, the receivers might not be there, in which case you could just hand out one or two receivers and that would become a source of interest. Too, but I just think broadcasting a radio signal into one of these buildings is probably better than standing out there with a sign.
You know, I think that's it's an interesting idea, and as a radio, kind of a radio geek, I certainly am naturally attracted to something like that. The only things, here are my objections upon having heard that, and I've heard it, we've talked about this before, my objections would be that A, radio just isn't as popular with the youngest set of Americans.
It would be if it was subversive material.
I agree with you. If they knew there was something there that they could go and listen to, then they might go and see. They would likely go and seek it out. But then you would have to promote the radio station. So you'd have to somehow alert them to the existence of the radio station, which would likely require you standing physically somewhere and showing them, because it's not too likely. I mean, there are probably some people that would do it. Maybe the word would get out on its own. But there may not be that many 13-year-olds that are actively scanning the band, listening for new radio stations. when they know that they've got their iPods, and some iPods and things like that have FM tuners in them, but when they know they've got their own collection of music right there on their iPods, how often does the average 14-year-old change from their music collection over to the local radio band? I mean, I understand that
it happens. The numbers are surprisingly high.
This
how
is
many
true.
Young people do use the radio in a week. I'm not saying they use it like 14-year-olds did two decades
no.
ago.
Right, but what about the school? I mean, while school's going on, you may think teachers have a radio on or
you put it on a loop. Whatever you're
sure.
And you wouldn't try to play music to these kids because you're always going to get it wrong. I mean, here I am playing Bob's Polka Favorites to 14-year-olds. It's just not going to fly. You would speak the message to them, and then you know they would either talk to their friends or not.
Well, one thing I think that you could do to promote that, and I've already done this myself, and I've already built a flyer, and I've already put it up, and I've watched it in action. I've seen how teenagers react to it. If you have a good flyer and you've got it on telephone poles near school, it will stop them It'll stop them like a wall.
Well, what is it that you object to about the more direct approach? I mean, today we went out and we stood outside one of the doors. Normally we'd split up, we'd split our group up, and a couple people would stand outside of one side of the building, a couple people would stand outside of the other side. Today we brought about four folks over on the side of one side of the building, so we concentrated our efforts on one side, and we were able to hand out flyers with websites on them, these warning flyers that are kind of essentially reverse psychology. They say, look, kids, don't go to these websites. They're dangerous. And then they list all of our websites. And so we were standing there, and Adam, you covered one side. I covered the other. So the way these kids were coming out the door, they had to turn either right or left, and they had to go past one of us holding out these flyers to them. What would you say? 40% took them today?
Yeah, at least, and 30%. More so. You have little spurts, but once one kid took them, it seems three or four others, right? Yeah. Afterwards.
So, I mean, we had a real good result. We had really great results today by just standing there physically and handing them this information, rather than putting it on the radio and hoping they find it, or putting up a poster somewhere and hoping that they see it and that the word spreads. So, what's wrong in your idea with what we did?
Well, again, I'm not advocating that the sign waving stop. And now that it's been attacked, it probably has to continue. Personally, I think the high school is a better location, and I think flyers can be better than standing there. But now that's too late. Now you're stuck with standing because you started standing.
Well, I like the personal outreach. Personally,
school's over though.
Yeah, school's gonna be over tomorrow. Hey, Tate, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You can bring up whatever you want. And this is one of the things in this movement. We don't all agree. We talk about different ways to do things, and we try them all out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, including the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, our news updates. We give it all away. One of the major features of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves by submitting different show prep suggestions to our site. The way you do it is you submit the link that you think is neat. And whether it's a video or audio or blog post or news item, you submit it to the site. The site checks its database to make sure that's not already there, because somebody else might have already seen it and said, oh, this is great, I got to put it up on freetalklive.com. If it's already in there, it'll be brought up, you'll be able to see it, you can vote on it, then you don't even have to submit it then. But if it's not there, it'll create a new entry on our page, automatically give it one vote, and then everybody else gets to go and look at it, and they can vote on whether they like it or dislike it. And the most liked stories, the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. In fact, the second story on our site, the second most popular story right now, we talked about already tonight. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And also, if you're looking for gold and silver, Mark, what can you do?
You can go to goldorsilver.freetalklive.com. They're both take you to the same place. But, you know, so many people are trying to get gold for situations where the currency goes super hyperinflation, or whether it's, they need it for a barter currency or something like that, hedge against inflation investment. Well, I tried to make it easy for everybody by teaming up with Midas Resources, our syndicate here, and offering several gold and silver pieces that I picked out that I believe to be good choices for people who just want to get in their hands the metal, not for collecting purposes or anything like that. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and many of the pieces there, they're the best rates you're going to get on the Internet. When you're looking at the Lakota Nation silver rounds, Midas has the best rates. And check the British Sovereigns and 20 Francs against the other companies out there that are selling gold and silver, and I think you'll find out that those rates are really great. Plus, you're supporting Free Talk Live and our syndicate. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we've been talking about outreach and getting the message of freedom into people's minds. In this case, specifically young people, people in their early teens or mid or late teens, I think are some of the most ripe individuals for the message of freedom that you can possibly find, because they just haven't had a whole lifetime of indoctrination. They're in the indoctrination camps right now, and so what better time to reach out to these folks and give them the ideas of freedom, something else to consider while they're being fed the statist line from their teachers and from the, you know, the authoritarian state.
I think it's interesting in the articles that have been written about the protests that have gone on the last couple of days here in the Keene Sentinel is that the teachers are trying not to even address these. Look, we have our formulas. We must stick to the lesson plan. The students may not talk about these First Amendment issues. We talked about the First Amendment in the first quarter of this year. Like they don't even want to deal with it, and they're so scared of deviating from their lesson plan. I mean, what does that say about school? Something's going on in the students' lives, and they don't want to discuss it.
Exactly. That's what I was saying is someone, I don't know if it's the parents or the teachers or who, but is putting some things in these children's heads that don't talk to them. All they want is, you know, to tell you that school sucks and that you should drop out and so on and such. But a video I shot on one of the first days I showed up with Ian's conversation with a 10 or 11 year old child. And he was very inquisitive, you know, asking questions, waiting for the answers, way more constructive conversation than I've had with some other people who've already made up their minds about.
So the kids don't come with all the preconceived notions that adults do. I'm sorry to say the older you are, the less likely you are to look at, to be able to see the answer if it's sitting in front of your face.
Sure. Some of these parents or teachers will shuttle these kids along. One will stop to ask a question. And
well, they yelled. One of the teachers yelled at a couple of young ladies that were walking toward us today. Now, I don't think they were actually even coming to talk to us. I think they were just They were outside when we arrived. I think it was before you were you showed up. I don't know if you were there for it. But Sean and I, one of the other activists, were standing out front, just kind of waiting for you guys to show up. And some kids were outside on some sort of class project. They were outside doing something before the end of the school day. And they were all walking back toward the front door of the school. And two of the girls started heading toward the street. And they were clearly going to walk toward us and walk that direction. And the teacher yelled at them, demanded that they come back over. Now, maybe that would have happened had we not been standing there, but it certainly had that you're getting too close to them kind of feel
like,
to it.
My God, you're in danger.
Yeah.
You're in danger.
Get away from them, free staters.
So some of these people.
And that's the other thing about these articles that I really hate that they're doing, is they're calling the people out in front of the school free staters. And they have.
Well, it's a true statement.
There's no connection to the Free State Project.
But we are
other
free staters.
Other than they have signed, they are people who are connected with Free Keene. They are actively engaged with the activities that
well.
They do, but they should be. That's the group. They are not free state.
They never used to mention Free Keene until this year. They've started mentioning Free Keene now.
But
and so
I find it annoying.
But we are free staters, so it's not an inaccurate thing to say.
It is inaccurate. Why didn't they call
not.
You
I'm
MasterCard holders?
It would be inaccurate if they attacked a Free State Project, if they said that we spoke or our actions are on behalf of that organization.
But they're practically, they are saying that. They're saying saying that. They're skirting it the whole time, free state, free state, free state, when really it's Free Keene.
So one of the ideas that Dave had a few moments ago, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, and I have a lot of respect for Dave, but you know, activists don't agree on everything. So he's suggesting some of the things he think would make this outreach better, and I don't know if it really would. The idea of putting a radio station together, man, I'm all in favor of that. I've created a radio network, LRN.FM, to encourage people to put their own pirate / community / Part 15 transmitters on the air to get the message of freedom out there. And it's hard enough to encourage people to come on board with that. The idea that you could easily find somebody who's going to host even a 5-watt transmitter nearby a middle school in order to get the radio signal into the middle school so the young people could hopefully find it and hear it is pretty unlikely, because it's difficult enough to just find someone somewhere. Look, regardless of where, someone anywhere to run a pirate radio transmitter, and then to specifically find someone who happens to live close enough to the physical property that you're looking to cover with a broadcast, in this case a middle school, is even more unlikely.
Not to mention, at some point, you're going to have to do the outreach similar to what we're doing there already to get them onto that
station. To promote the station, yeah. So there's no way in my mind to avoid, and I don't want
to
avoid.
I don't think you need to get it into the school. I think that getting it.
His suggestion
right,
was.
Well, Then I believe that you don't need to get it into the school. I think what you need to do is you need to broadcast it throughout the town.
I agree with
find
that.
The subversive material that
the word will spread.
The word will spread.
Yeah, I agree with that. If you're going to do pirate radio, and this really what I wanted to point out was, if you're going to do pirate radio, then you might as well do it right. You know, put up a transmitter, get as many watts as you can afford, and you know, put it on the air to cover, with the intention of covering adults and kids, not just some sort of message directed at kids, but a general liberty message that anybody can listen to and learn from. That's again the intention behind me creating the Liberty Radio Network, besides to expose people to some of the other great Liberty shows out there. We've got a dozen or so Liberty-oriented shows that are different from Free Talk Live. And some people aren't going to like Free Talk Live, but they might like Stefan Molyneux, or they might like Wheels Off Liberty or something like that. And so that's one of the other reasons for it. But the other secondary reason was to give a plug-and-play kind of pirate radio signal that people can use without having to go through the process of figuring out their own programming or coming up with their own shows or having to, you know, deal with automation issues. You just tune into the stream, put it on the air, and you've got your own radio station.
Community radio,
if you want to call it that. So let's go to Sam in New Hampshire on the amp lines. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. How are you all?
Hey, it's Obscured Truth Sam from ObscuredTruth.com.
Yep. And Meg's here, too, as well.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
So over the last couple school protests or outreach events, we had a couple incidents that I wanted to bring up and just kind of point out the mindset, I think, that's pretty pervasive in the community or some of the people who really want to speak out and don't understand what we're doing.
Okay, sure.
And the first one is back on Tuesday, after most of the kids were gone, I kind of walked back and forth in front of the school to just see if anybody wants to engage in conversation or anything or ask questions. And when I got to the end, there's a lady in her car who just kind of starts honking her horn, and I'm talking with the bullhorn. And then she just, as I start talking through the bullhorn about her, she just lays on the horn and leaves it there.
She was attempting to obscure the truth. Hang on, Sam. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Sam and Meg with us from ObscuredTruth.com. Activism techniques, you're welcome to suggest your own. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, maybe enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole bunch of different things that you can do to get Free Talk Live to more eyes and ears. Flyers are there for you to download and print out. Or you can call your local radio stations and ask them to carry Free Talk Live. Or there's banners that you can take and put up on your favorite website. You can do all that stuff and more at promote.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, we're back with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network and Meg from obscuretruth.com, both on the line with us here to talk about some of the outreach that's been going on that has been very controversial. Adam, myself, Sam, and Meg, not you, Mark, we've been out in front of the local middle school and high school handing out information, holding signs, and getting the ideas of liberty, hopefully, into the minds of some of the young people there. We took some critique from one of the other activists on that. I think that the physical presence of activists doing outreach to people, young people in this case, is so incredibly important. It's one thing to have disembodied voices on a radio station talking about freedom. That's another thing to actually see that there are real people who are behind this and that they're friendly and they're non-threatening. And I think there's real value in what we're doing. Your thoughts? Sam?
I'm sorry. Meg's drawing dirty pictures while we're sitting here on the radio. I apologize. It's causing them to step out of the box in their thinking. We're challenging that their kids in a way that treats them like adults and lets them sort of make decisions for themselves. And it's almost like they think their kids need to get permission to do that as though it's going to happen that way in the real world when the teachers and parents aren't around.
I think that when you get the vitriol, it's evidence of that. It's evidence that the parents that are angry, that are laying on their horns, as you were talking about before, they're yelling to try to overcome you, to standing in your way of your signs, as you're going to tell us about here in a moment. These silly juvenile tactics on the part of the parents really, I think, shows that there's something threatening to their belief systems that we're doing that they want to they want very much for their kids to avoid these messages because they know there's something about them that
they believe
dangerous to
that
their
the
beliefs.
Education system is the best way to educate their kids, and that's probably a result of the fact that they came through the education system themselves. What they don't understand is that it has gotten more bureaucratic, and now it's to the point that even the good teachers can't teach what they want to teach in their classes anymore. They've almost made it impossible for a teacher to step outside of doing exactly what they hand down.
I think these reactions from some of the parents and teachers might actually even help some of the students. I mean, if that were me when I was in middle school, I would have been doing exactly what the parents and teachers didn't want me to, so that might even actually benefit us.
Yeah, why is that lady laying on her horn? What are these guys saying that they don't want us to hear? That kind of thing. So what else do y'all want to share tonight?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that it points out most is that this is the way the school system, the society, teaches people to solve problems. Is, you know, I had the guy standing in front of me blocking the sign. That was his answer, was to not let people see the message. This lady was to not let people hear the message, and that's what I was talking to the teachers about.
Well, the sign blocking happened today, right, Meg?
Yeah, one of the teachers today, I don't know if she was a teacher or a faculty member, but I remember she came out, and, like, before she came out, one of the students walked by and, you know, gave one of the get a job, you guys, type, you know, comments that we get from a lot of the students. But when she walked out, she gave the same comment and the same inflection. It was just, like, parroting the students, and I expected the teachers, if they were going to, you know, say degrading comments towards us, they would at least have a slightly more intelligent view than their students. And it was so sad. And then she comes up to you and told you to move because you were blocking the way, and proceeds to stand in the exact spot where you were standing. And it's, you know, so hypocritical. And you just hear these children repeating what these adults say, and you wonder where it's coming from. And then you see the adults say it, and you're just, wow, you know.
But she actually stood in front of you. You were holding the freekeen.com banner. And yes, she and another bureaucrat stood in front of the banner. So you guys, of course, just raised it up above their heads.
Yeah, we just raised it above their heads because it's not that hard.
So, and doing such, you're just bringing attention to you guys as well. When they stand in front of you, it just says, here you are.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So when I was up walking through the school buses, I kind of got to the end and didn't want to go all the way around. So I walked between, they were lining both sides of the street, and I parked pretty closely together. So I squeezed through the last pair, and as I was walking across the street, you know, I stopped, looked both ways because it's kind of a narrow street at that point. And as I get to the other side, the bus driver starts honking his horn and holds it down as I walk in front of the bus, and he's shouting at me and pointing and doing something else. So when I get around, he actually opens up the door to yell at me and tells me, you can't cross between the buses. That's dangerous. And I'm like, the bus is parked and your engine's not even on. What are you talking about? But I think that
that's what he's used to telling the kids.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. That's what they tell the kids, is you have to cross at the corner, kids, and you have to do it this way. Not,
we have rules, Sam.
But what they should be teaching them is, here's how you think for yourself. Doing this is dangerous because the bus could, you know, move or something. It could start up and go while you're going in between it, or there could be traffic.
It's dangerous because I said so. Do what I say. Yeah. So, exactly. So I think it went pretty well, and I think it's gone well, and we're going out one more time. We're going to do the very last day. Tomorrow's the last day of their school year.
That's pointless. Now, think about your last day of school.
It's not pointless. We handed out a bunch of flyers today.
Think about your last day of school.
These kids might need something to do over the summer.
And we're going
to
hand out. Go ahead.
We used to have shaving cream fights on the last day of school in middle school in Texas. I think we ought to see if we can get something like that going.
I was just going to say that. That's a great idea. I love that idea.
I still think we should get the paper banner that the kids run through at the end when they get out of school. Bust through free keen banners.
That would be awesome. I love it.
It's funny.
So, all right. Anything else that we need to cover about these? Oh, yeah. So the lady that came out that was really angry today, she was yelling. She says, get a job. And so I snapped back. I own my own business. And all she had to say to that in response was, get a job. She didn't even, she had no idea what she could say. I think she said something. She uttered something else, but I couldn't make it out. Did either of you hear what she said?
I didn't hear
it. I didn't know.
Yeah, so really, she didn't even have anything to, oh my God, he actually works? You know, what do I say now? My one insult is expended, and I don't know where else to go.
Where do these people think that the people without, I mean, what? No job? How do people live without a job?
Welfare.
Nobody has welfare.
Sure they do.
I had one of the kids walk up to me and while I was using the megaphone, warning people of the dangers of people using megaphones and talking about how they should be made illegal and destroyed and the people who use them should be put in jail. He comes up and goes, wait a minute, I got a question for you. And I said, yeah, sure. And he goes, you think megaphones should be banned? Like, absolutely. They are dangerous. And you're using a megaphone to tell people that they should be banned? Well, yeah. What do you mean? He's like, okay, thanks. And then he walked away.
You should have handed him a piece of paper and said, don't go to these websites, kid.
Yep.
Yeah, that would have been the.
Well, we'll be doing that tomorrow.
Deal maker.
We're moving the outreach to a different door on the school. We're going to concentrate our activism there tomorrow and give them a final summer goodbye. And we're going to return the next year. We'll give them some free CDs and stuff like that. We're putting together an Introduction to Liberty kind of CD-ROM that people could listen. They can pop into their audio CD player and it'll play as an audio CD. It'll be an episode of School Sucks podcast. And if you put the CD in your CD drive or your DVD drive on your computer, it'll come up with some videos and some other things like that, like a John Stossel video stuff like that. So, this is a big project, and it's going to continue on, much to the chagrin of some of the angry parents.
Outrage.
And I think
they try and pull something like they did with the jail and make it private property where there's little or no access to students.
Next year they're expected to move to a new school, and it'll probably be more like the high school than where we're forced to stay out on the sidewalk out in front of the school, so we won't have access to the bus riding kids, I would imagine, as of next year, unless we're ready to do another multi-person trespass. And we had 12 people arrested for trespassing at the jail this year. We'll see what happens with those cases, and then I guess go from there. Thanks for calling in tonight, guys. I always appreciate the time and the conversation. And the physical presence, being there with the signs and the outreach in front of the school, has what's been resulted in a lot of conversation and controversy. Newspaper stories. There have been 2 newspaper stories in the last week alone about this outreach. And so people are talking about it. Yeah, that means that people are getting bad information. But I'd rather have people talking than
They're talking. Someone's listening, right?
Yeah.
I'll admit that wasn't going on where I came from.
Newspaper articles about Liberty stuff?
No idea. No articles about Liberty stuff at all.
Yeah, you'd be lucky if your candidate once every 4 years got a blurb in the newspaper, and that was about it. So we're out of time. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Mark, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I might come in again.
We'll come back tomorrow. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.